the truth is actually words do inspire. Words do help people get involved. Words do help members.
Jason, not only were you previously a counterterrorism analyst, you're also actively involved with youth ministerial meetings. Please tell us more about the youth ministerial meetings, along with the wider series of programs and youth engagements associated with the YMM. In addition, for the youth listening today, how can they become more involved?
Well, YMM was a program for young professionals on the margins of the NATO foreign ministerial meeting. And this allowed young professionals in our network to meet with each other, to share views, transfer knowledge, and most importantly, to actually help develop real policy that both policymakers in the framework of NATO, as well as NATO partner countries, were able to engage with our community that we had brought to YMM to help in the development of their respective policy visions. And in terms of you know, message for the youth today, well, really, I think that the answer would be to stay engaged with the YATA and ATA chapters that we have in these 37 different countries. I mean, ATA has a terrific youth organization, the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association, which was built in 1996 to create a smooth transition of policymaking in the security and defense sector. And I encourage anyone who's interested to get involved.
Absolutely. With all of your experience and expertise, what does it mean to be a world leader? And the reason why I ask you this question is because I strongly feel that you definitely are someone that youth will have the opportunity to look up to. And at the same time, you've had a lot of leadership experiences. So you'd definitely be someone who would be more than qualified to answer this question, in my opinion.
That's very, very high praise. I see it somewhat differently, but it's very sweet of you to say. No, I thought about this question, and really I think that the leadership comes down to wisdom and courage. And I think that what that really means in practice is that you need to be honest with yourself about what you know and what you don't know. And if you don't know something, ask someone who knows more. Wise people consult the people around them, and hopefully they have the courage to make the hard choices and to implement the decisions that they're making.
Good answer. What advice can you provide to the youth interested in pursuing international relations and affairs? Specifically, what advice would you be able to provide to high school students, college students, and university students who are very passionate about international relations and affairs, but don't necessarily know what move to make next?
I would say two things. One is stay informed. I mean, really, like, education is so important, not just because it opens up doors for you. Education, to me anyway, is so important because it really is the only thing that no one can take away from you. Everything else can be taken from you, but your education stays with you no matter what. And that's why I think it's so important to always hold that in high regard. And then the other, I would say, is to connect with your national YATA and ATA chapter. I mean, it's a great way to get engaged. I would not be where I am if I hadn't taken the initiative to do so when I was a student. So really, it's maybe not necessarily the greatest possible answer, but it's something that's definitely available to be reached out to by many other people our age or your age that want to get engaged.
I think that's really helpful advice to a lot of the youth listening. I agree with you. I think education is extremely important and it is valuable. Education is something you always have. And at the same time, you mentioned being involved with various organizations. The more you're involved, the better it is in terms of development, in terms of your involvement, and in terms of networking with various people who might be able to further engage you in discussion through conferences, through meetings, and through collaboration with various people on different projects. So that is extremely helpful. Jason, I wanted to ask you if you have any final words for the listeners today.
That's a good question. I would say that, really, I would only repeat the main point of your last question, which is that, you know, education is so important because it really is the only thing that no one can take away from you. So no matter what you do, don't give up. Every day you should be seeking to learn something new. And you have to understand that, you know, there's always more to be learned, that you can never know everything, and know when to ask for advice.
Perfect. Jason, thank you so much for your time and your words of wisdom. I really appreciate you dedicating your day and your time out of your busy schedule.
Maybe you could be a mayor or a senator or a Supreme Court justice.
You ready?
But you might not know that until you join student government or the debate team. And no matter what you want to do with your life, I guarantee that you'll need an education to do it.
Let's go.
What you make of your education will decide nothing less than the future of this country.